Okay, we're going to call this meeting to begin. Natalia, would you read your spiel, please?
Certainly. Welcome to today's virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before starting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or by calling the number in the original email. Members of the committee, if you're able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you would like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all panelists will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do his best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon and will be given 3 minutes to speak. The clerk will tell you when your time is up. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on the agenda. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you, Nadia. I would like to call a roll, please. Grant Frouchy,
Here.
John Ruffino Miller,
Here.
Katie is not coming. Katie is excusing Bob Hemauer. I don't know whether you all are aware of this, but he has submitted his resignation. And I think he's been in touch. I think you've gotten a letter on that. So we have a quorum. The meeting has been posted, so we're officially calling it to order. The first order of business would be the floor is open for a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
I will second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Do we have any members of the public here today?
No, we don't have any registrants.
All right. And does anyone have a conflict of interest with anything on the agenda that would cause them to recuse themselves or otherwise disclose? Seeing none, we shall move quickly into the Parks and Open Space update. We have got either a potentially huge agenda tonight or maybe not. I would like to just check before we get in. Has everybody had a chance to read the documents that were sent? Okay, they're dense and heavy duty. I'd like to go into the look at the strand. I'd like to. I would. I don't want to. Well, let's see where we go with it. The strategies, we've looked at this several times. I'd rather not go through each individual strategy again. But if I would like to open them, and we can do that if people want to. The staff have put a lot of work on this. Let's have some just general comments about it first, and then get into any specifics if you have them, Chandra. Have you do you have any general comments and specific ideas?
About the strategies or about all the documents?
No, just the strategies.
No, I don't have with respect to the strategies. I think we have worked on this, staff has worked on this, so I'm comfortable with where they are at this point, I
Okay.
think. I have been
Okay.
gone for a month, and so I'm still getting my brain around some of them, so I may have some
Yeah.
edges comments, but nothing
Okay,
big.
we'll get through it. We'll do an overview of them then. Grant, how about you?
I have some comments and questions on a few of them. I can go through them quickly. I have them highlighted on my end.
Why don't we, since Grant has them all highlighted, why don't we take his up first, Chandra, and we'll see if any pop up to you. And then if we want Lisa to go through them, she will go through them. But if we don't need to do that, I'd rather move along. So, Grant, would you give us a run through what you've got there?
Okay, so bear with me a little bit. I was able to highlight, but not necessarily mark down because it's on the computer and I don't know how to do that, but we got this stuff, and I had a few questions, and I'm going to skip to where I have page two, economic opportunities. There was a discussion of supporting local business and small business owners. I highlighted two of those. That's not something that I had heard before, and I wondered if I could get more information on why we have support local businesses and support small businesses.
Yeah,
Yes.
I think generally speaking, we are trying to be, comported to the overall plan, which has economic development as a key issue. Lisa, do you remember why any specifically we put those in there?
This is an ad from when we brought it to you all last. It is based on feedback that we received from the city's planning team. And they actually saw it right around the same time or just after you all reviewed it last, so they had quite a bit of feedback. Some of it was reworking some of the language we had, and some of it was adding things like that. And so such as support of local businesses. So it's certainly open for discussion. So if you're not comfortable with it or you don't think it's relevant to the plan, that's certainly something we can discuss, but we did add it based on the feedback that we got from city planning. Their recommendation was actually to make it more of a focus in the overall strategy, but we didn't feel that that was appropriate for the park and open space plan, but rather as being an action within that particular strategy to have that call out to the small business owners. So that's things like our Carts and Parks program. We make it really easy for those small local businesses to operate within a park. Or it could also mean the Mallards or Tyler or the Brittingham Marshall Boats situation or the Beer Garden. We're working with small local businesses who are programming the park spaces. And also, I think we don't talk about it much, but the park system actually does have a pretty big I economic impact on the entire community, because it's probably the things we're not thinking of, the rental of equipment, the caterers who are catering the big family reunions, and the performers that are activating spaces. So we, okay, sorry, I'll stop rambling.
No, you're going well beyond, and I agree with what you're saying. My one, I saw it as a change, and it seemed like something that came in out of the blue, talking about business, and I obviously want to engage. People would expect me to say that. I would suggest that you change support businesses and not just do small or local. I think we want to support partnerships with any kind of business, and that would just be my opinion. You're talking about small. Does that mean we don't pay attention to the Mallards or American Family or True Stage or whatever? To save business, I'm fine with local business, but I just thought it, if you're going to try and say that you're working with business and providing opportunities, my opinion is I think you would include everybody.
Well, and even like the last bullet in that strategy, the planning staff didn't were not hugely in favor of that. But parks, if you want to bring the parks are an attractive part of bringing people to work here, so we want to have parks that are attractive to potential employees. So I think it fits in there. Chandra, are you okay with getting rid of small?
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, great. All right, Grant, point number two.
Next strategy down. Let's see. Improve existing partnerships and establish equitable distribution of services and programming across geographic regions of the city. Develop a program to plan how to grow and sustain relationships with existing partners. I felt like those two seem very similar. I think that was my reason. You were improving relationships and developing a programming plan to sustain and grow relationships with existing partners, establishing. It just seemed.
I agree that if we can reduce words and reduce bullet points to achieve the same meaning, it is more impactful.
Lisa, are you okay with that?
Yep.
All right.
That was just
Point
that.
number three.
Great. Next strategy down. It's support and improve lake access waterways. Improve water quality and clarity. That's redundant. I would say if you really want to supporting stakeholders and stuff, I would just say improve water quality. To me, that implies clarity. That implies stuff that's in it, phosphorus, all that kind of stuff. But I don't.
John, you're okay with that? Yeah?
Yes.
John? Okay.
Great.
Lisa?
Yep, I'm
Okay.
good with that.
Green
Grant, number four.
and resilient. Improve biodiversity by managing invasive species in natural areas. I would remove natural areas personally. We want to improve biodiversity, and we may do it in other areas other than natural areas. I think we just want to maintain invasive species everywhere if we can.
I just heard a lecture on this from a woman who's one of Cronin's associates who was questioning the use of the word natural. And so I think I'm supportive of that. Sean, are you okay with that?
I'm comfortable with that. I also think in the bullet point above this, now looking at my notes, I don't think we need the which complement recreational uses of parks in the same context of we want to identify and promote native plant habitats and ecosystems. That's it.
Okay. Durant, you okay with that?
I think if you pull that, those two get a lot alike. Improving biodiversity and promoting native plant habitats by managing invasive species.
Can we put them together then?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. It just, I didn't mark that and you said it and it kind of went ding. So I just throw that out.
I think it would be easy to combine them. Okay, good. Another one?
Two bullets down, preserve iconic and special landscape views, period. I don't know why publicly accessible areas, unless you feel like we're going to get in the business of protecting private views through parks. I think it's implied.
Okay. I think that was feedback from planning that we added that. That's okay.
Your choice. I'm just...
Sandra?
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
I also, like, as long as we're doing this, then the next one feels like we don't really need to talk about within park spaces, because that's all we can do is within park spaces. So take it out.
Okay. Okay with you, Grant?
Sure.
Lisa? Okay.
Sure. Yep.
All right. Next point.
Dropping down, improve parks systems, the thing where it's in that same resilient, sorry, support winter recreational activities. I highlighted the word all above that in all conditions. Sorry, create solutions that provide outdoor recreational and extended seasonal use. I don't know what in all conditions means or what it tells us. We've expressed an extended season. I think this is something that Steve has sort of been supportive of. And
yeah,
would we not do it in a condition in a certain, we're going to try and do that. It just seems like, to me, I think you could just take out in all condition, use in all conditions, create solutions to provide outdoor recreation in extended seasons.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, you could probably combine those two, for that one and the next one too.
Give me just a second to figure out why I highlighted the next two, support winter recreational activities that are not impacted by climate change. I didn't get that. Through activities that are not impacted by climate change.
Adapt, bingo.
Adapt.
That's bingo.
I think both of those bullet points are actually largely covered by the first ones, in which that we want to provide outdoor recreation and extended season use.
Yes, I agree with that. Adapt. Mm-hmm.
So both, I'm sorry, both of these are combined into...
This went up above that.
No, the create and support can be combined into one.
Yeah. And then adapting to the unpredictable natures is a separate one is by itself.
Okay. Right?
Good. Another one, Grant?
One little tiny picky point is, I don't know if we can create solutions, so the verb might not be right there.
Well, solutions might not be the right word, but we're looking for, it's not solutions probably, it's alternatives.
Explore, support, provide Option. Something, but.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Okay.
So
that we won't be solving the problem, but we'll be providing alternative ways of coping with it. Grant?
Is adapt to unpredictable nature of climate change by developing opportunistic approaches to maintenance and programming a political statement or an action?
It's an action. I mean, climate Climate change is unpredictable.
And who cares?
Hmm?
I who cares? I guess is my point. It just seems
Oh.
like fluff to me. Developing opportunistic approaches to maintenance of
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. You want to drop unpredictable.
I find
That's
unpredictable
fine.
climate change. It's
I mean,
guess
that's
we're in
right.
the
We're in climate chaos. I think if
climate
you want to
fire.
drop unpredictable, that's okay.
I'd be happier with unpredictable, you could say, with the nature of climate change.
Yeah, I like to have, I want the opportunistic part in there.
Okay.
But
Great. I will drop down to the next one, effective government.
hang on just a second. Chandra, are you okay with those?
Yeah, I actually agree with Grant here, is that I think the approach is what the action is versus the adaptation to unpredictable climate change. Like, that's that. We can only do what we can do. So I like turning that sentence around.
Great. Can I move on?
Yep.
Government, effective government. Let's see. I highlighted seek funding to maintain current levels of the Parks Division's operating and capital budget. Allocate funding equitably to maintain existing infrastructure. Pursue opportunities to diversify revenue streams that support services. Those three I had highlighted. I think I was concerned or wondering about seeking funding to maintain current levels was not clear to me on how or where, which then got me into the hat of, are we seeking to find other places like the private sector to maintain the current levels of service? I'll put on my old Parks Foundation hat. We're icing on the cake. We are not taking over taxpayer obligations for maintaining and servicing. We're trying to improve and endow and that sort of thing. And I just wondered if that was unclear as to where we were seeking funding to maintain the levels, whereas that should really come from, in my mind,
Yeah, government.
taxpayer. You know, the two taxing authorities, whether it's the two budgets. It's not
Lisa, do you have a reaction to this? Do you have an idea about this?
I think this one is meant to speak directly to our operating and our capital budgets, which is the city's process. So seek funding through those processes to maintain our current levels of service. But when you get down here further and talk about pursue opportunities to diversify revenue streams, I think that is where we're talking about going outside of the resources that are available within the city to support new and even some existing services that aren't adequately covered through the resources available through the city. But if that something needs to be reworked, I'm happy to discuss that.
I agree with what you're saying. I didn't see seek when I read it, seek funding. I didn't see it through the usual city process in that
Yeah,
first. That's what got me out of whack and why
I
I.
think that Lisa's, just putting in the normal, but your standard, or maybe places that would seek to maintain funding from sources that have been providing it in the past, or might be possible.
I think we might have had secure in here the last time, or I shouldn't say that. I don't remember exactly what we have. But you're interested in changing the verb here, the action.
I'm interested.
Well, I think he's interested
Sure.
in preserving the source of the funds.
I'm concerned that it doesn't seem that that's going to the Common Council and making sure that it's in our budget that we maintain our current levels. And I think that's what we're saying, but it sounds like it's more other places that we're seeking to do that. I'm a guy that doesn't want to let the city off on their sort of obligation of finding taxpayer dollars to support our parks for all the economic impact that it brings to us. And this is just, again, I look at things a little differently, and I'm happy to just share it and you can think about it, but
No, this is good. This makes good sense. I mean, we don't want to lose our existing sources of revenue.
And I think that's,
And we
Steve,
don't want to
that's
give
what you've
government
said
away.
many times. You've said
An
that
exit
many times.
room. Yeah.
Maybe it needs to be preserved public funding or city funding, to be really clear, that to maintain, I'm not sure I want to do current levels of service, but to maintain, yeah. I mean, we're fighting to the bottom, right, Grant, here?
Yes.
So if we're going to set a goal, I maintain is the bottom, current is the bottom. I'd like us to aim just slightly higher.
Preserve and increase funding, public funding to maintain service level.
I don't think in this environment
I just feel as though this is our plan. We get to say what it is.
But you know me, I'm all in favor of that. So
I think if you got rid of maintain and you said preserve
we
and
talking? Maybe the emphasis on service levels, preserving service levels by or main not maintaining, but
The issue I have, Steve, about service levels is Parks does an awesome job with respect to service and amenities. Like that's where they excel. Where the pinch point comes in is acreage, increasing number of parks, investment in those parks. So it's not the service levels that is the pinch point.
Well, I'm not sure about that, Chandra, because if you keep the funding levels at their existing levels with inflation, you're falling behind the line. So I think we're trying to maintain a level of quality of service that will cost increasingly more money as we go forward. Now, we want to improve that, but we don't want to maintain, we don't want everybody, them to continue to give us the same number every year.
Yeah, but if we think about service levels with respect to basketball courts and playgrounds, like those amenities we do really well on compared to our comparables. The problem that Madison Parks is under right now is as we densify, we need more parks. It's not the service level, it's the acreage, and it's the investment of the amount of parkland per dollar spent. And I just want to make sure that its service might be too narrow.
Yeah, I mean, to me, services speaks about a level of what we're trying to provide for each individual in the city. I don't want to try to maintain current funding levels unless we tie it to increasing funding to cope with the additional costs of putting land under parks and maintaining current levels of activity. I don't want to tie it to the dollar amount because that all that does is give the council room to say, well, you're getting the same amount you got last year. Live with it.
You got to back up to the strategy above.
It's service levels.
Just sustain sufficient. I mean, that's what we've come up with in the last two. I just was concerned on the bullet point. I wasn't clear where that funding was coming from. There's a bigger problem here that we're all talking about, and we agree. It's growing parks, increasing things, and we want to have this conversation. I'd throw in the things of where do we set our levels and how do we judge it off the TPI and do we need to be in the top 10? Is 15 good enough or whatever? But that's a whole different. We'll
Let's
just
not slide off of the top
look,
20,
look, look. Okay,
Grant.
but I'm just saying, it's where do those things come from and where do you go? And at some point, if city alders feel we need to be there and Parks is pursuing it, then maybe they'll spend more money or find more money. But I just wanted to make sure that that funding, the way it was written on mine, was it. I wasn't sure where the funding, seek funding to maintain. I was like, seek it where? So the fact that you put public in there, seek that to preserve the public funding to, if you want to improve, you want to get into that. I just wanted to know where, because I think it gets confusing further down when you get into how you find alternative sources and what roles those play.
So I agree with you, Grant. I'm fine with the way it is. We don't have to go down the rabbit hole here. But I do think pursue opportunities to diversify means to diversify and increase.
Put and increase. Yep, there. Look at God, it's amazing. It just appears like AI. It's Lisa, it's LI.
It's even better. Yeah, LI is better than AI.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, allocate funding equitably to maintain and upgrade existing infrastructure and develop new facilities. Okay. I get where that's going. It's a hard one to do, and I think that's probably why it caught my eye. It w needs to do it. I'm never really sure how we do that, but you guys figure that out, I guess. So.
Also develops the development of new, isn't it development rather than develop? It's not develop of new. I mean, either we have to get rid of the of or change it to development.
Good catch, Steve. There was an extra word in there.
Okay. Great. I'm pretty good with that section if you got enough feedback for me.
Okay.
Okay,
Lisa, I'm
Shauna.
sorry. Can you go up one section? I did have a note now that I'm looking at my notes a little bit. I do not like ever evaluate trends. I would.
Monitor. Monitor, okay.
Nope, because it's just an easy thing to do with no actual action item. I would like something that is more on the find funds or
Investigate, explore.
increase funding sources, versus just the evaluation. It's really easy to tick off. I evaluated something and I did nothing about it.
You're right. It's a good comment.
Good.
I don't think we want to evaluate. It's not really an evaluation. It's a exploration and it's in finding the things and seeing where the money's coming from. I don't think it's evaluation though.
Okay,
We want to
so
see where the money's coming from, and where we the places that we're not allocated, that we're not working in now.
seek and secure. Oh no.
Yeah, I
This
think
is
it's.
that I think that's getting away from what the intent of this was. This was to really use database decisions, make database decisions based on trends that are happening. So, I'm sorry, I'm
I think it's a
not putting the
monitor and
comments together here.
seek out and monitor, maybe.
Chandra, you
How
don't like monitor.
about implement data-based decision making in strategic planning and investment?
That's entirely different than what we have there.
But isn't that what Lisa was just said that that bullet point was supposed to be?
Database, yeah, but I don't think it's don't know, Lisa, you'll have to tell us what you meant.
Maybe I'll have to rework it all together.
Sorry, sorry.
Or do I need to take it out? I can also go back to our data analyst and ask her for an additional take on this one. So, this was definitely one that we wrestled with a little bit.
The database was a new
Rework.
idea to me. I didn't know that this was a database, and this was in the coming from that area. So I don't have any insight until she tells us more what we're looking
I think if you're using database stuff, that's way different than a trend. A trend is what I see on Instagram. A trend is what I see, what my park rangers tell me. If you're telling me that you're finding reservations or requests or stuff that's getting filed away and it's more empirical, I think that's the direction. I feel like that's the direction you were talking about, and I don't know that it's quite there, or
Okay.
it wasn't there with trend.
Keep wrestling, Lisa.
Okay.
Got her. More
Work on it.
comments.
Just keep wrestling.
All right.
Do you have any other general specific word comments, Chandra?
I don't think so.
Okay, Lisa, would you tell us what the what's the what else is going to happen on this chapter?
So, I'll make the final changes, redraft some of the actions. Do you want to see it again at our next meeting, or do you want to see it as part of the final content, full content?
I'm okay with seeing it as part of the final content, but I don't know. Chandra, what about you?
I'm okay with seeing it as final contact. One little nitpicky word is that I would like every bullet point to start with a verb for clarity of purpose. And so I would remove or the little things that are not verbs can be put someplace else in the sentence. I just think that that makes it nice and parallel.
Oh, do I have
Okay,
some that
Grant.
are
You okay
not
with seeing it
starting
as
with
a
a
part
verb?
of as a final document?
I'm happy to see it whenever Lisa would like us to see it.
Okay. And
Whatever works into her workflow, but I think it's come
I think
a long way. It looks great.
yeah, it's come a long ways, and it's I really like the fact that it's aligned with the city's plan too. I think you did a great job of putting that together. Well, then I'd like to have a motion. Do we need a motion for this then, Lisa?
You can accept the draft. You can, but you don't need to. We don't need
Okay,
to
well,
have a
let's move
motion on
on
this.
then.
But
Okay.
Chandra, if you have, they're not sticking out to me right now. Oh, I see. Okay, never mind. I say that and then I find one. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay.
And as you massage them, just verb, 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 verb is the last check.
Yeah, it makes it much more action-oriented. That's good. Okay, Lisa, do you want any more feedback on this document?
No, I don't think I need any, but if any of you should happen to spend more time reviewing it and find something that stands out to you, I am totally open to your feedback. I think we've flipped this one over many, many times, so I appreciate everybody's input on it. I think I feel pretty good about where we are with it now, also.
It's the most important part of the whole plan, so I think we've got to make sure we get it right, you know. Okay, let's move to the operational funding paper. And I think, Lisa, would you give us your where you how you got to this point, and you know the density and the completeness of it and such.
Yes, I'm happy to do that. This is based on the feedback that we got from you all when we last brought you the operating resources section as well as the capital section. We combined the feedback that we received from you and took more time to go through and analyze where we are with our budget situation to more fully tell the story of where we are. It is a little bit longer than the previous version, though we are covering a lot of the same content. There have been a lot of changes in our resources. We've grown a lot as a system, and we're facing a lot more issues than we were the last time we updated our POSP. And I hope that the content that's in front of you is reflective of that. So we updated, we moved away from a bunch of tables with numbers on it, though there's still a fair amount of those, and used some visual representations of the data. We're open to your feedback on those. It's 28 pages long, so I don't know that we want to go through page by page, but this is combining what was three separate chapters into one simple funding mechanism. So as I was going through and pulling all the content together, there was repetition between private donations in both capital and operating, and then there was a separate section on grant funding, and it felt a little clunky that way, the way it was put together last time in the initial draft that we brought to you all. So that's why you have the version in front of you that you have, and I'm
Well,
happy
let's
to
get
walk
generalized
through it.
comments. Sorry, go ahead.
Go
Let's
ahead.
get generalized comments, and then if we have any specific observations, we can do those. Chandra, you have any generalized comments on the chapter itself?
I do. There's a lot of really important information in it. There are some really strong talking, like key points that we want to have made that are in it, but we are burying the headline in a lot of very dense language that if you were not required to read it because you were a subcommittee member, any person who wants to use it functionally is we're making it really, really hard for them. And I just big picture want us to think about that component. I mean, there's a lot of references to statutes. There's, you know, I, so that was like, that's my biggest thing is the con, like, even reading it, do you understanding that like public funding, city funding for parks is like 97% of where the punt funding comes from. So when they talk about percentage increases on the Parks Foundation or whatever, right? It's like, oh yeah, they increased by 20% or 40%. Like we are still talking about the fly's wing of the funding. And we haven't made it easy for someone to go through that process and really understand like a
Could this be an
20%
appendix
increase is
document, do you
we're
think,
talking about
Jennifer?
thousands of dollars and not millions of dollars component of it. So I think that that was the big picture that I was missing. And I also think of like some kind of overview about where we fit in with other cities might be useful as an overview. Because how do you read your own budget unless you know what other people are doing? And so anyway, those are my two big comments. Sorry, Lisa.
Grant, any big comments on your side?
Well, I went through the whole thing and I think it has a lot of amazing information. There were obviously some concerns that I have highlighted. I thought the graphs in general, the bar graphs worked pretty good. There were a few that didn't make sense to me, and they don't make sense to me. They probably won't make sense to other people, but I think with
Well,
you're
I
right,
think it's
Chandra,
been
26 pages to try and figure out. As you were saying that, I agree. I read it. I know more about it. I looked at stuff like Parks Foundation, the relationship with Olbrich. You know, it sort of spurred questions for me, and I'm pretty knowledgeable about this stuff. But I think it's very good, and
Yeah,
I
I think
think.
it has to be said. I think Chandra's point about I guess my question was, Chandra, do you think that the bulk of the document could be an appendix? I mean, people need to know this if they're going to talk about the parks in a serious manner. They have to know what's in this chapter. Otherwise, they're just bumping their gums.
I think my question is, what is the purpose of this chapter? And are we really speaking to the audience at the level at the level the audience needs? Is it signposting? Is it a couple of an overarching introductory paragraph about where we fit in? Before we get into the details, can we remove as much unnecessary verbiage and still make our in-point impact to it are things that belong in the annex. So you're not going back and forth between, there's a lot of like, see this appendix, which is always a jump. So does that stuff belong like fully in the appendix? So when you're reading the appendix, you know what you're doing. And it's a higher level of conversation when you're reading the text of the plan. It was hard. And I love, like, I'm a policy wonk too, but it was hard to like I highlighted I think the key sentences and they're buried. They're in the middle of paragraphs at the bottom of a really dense section. And so I'm not sure we're telling our story as cleanly as we could to ultimately is a public document.
Lisa, I think that Chandra's is what she's referencing here is the thing I was talking about providing a guide in the beginning, at least to figure out how to handle the chapter. If we keep it in its entirety, can we guide people on how to read it to develop them? And I bet if Chandra seize the essential bullets. Maybe they could go up in front.
Am I sharing my screen right now?
Okay. Yeah, this was one of the attachments.
So it was one of the attachments. It's the study guide. I know there's a lot in the appendix, but this chapter would be a lot longer if everything that were in the appendix were in this section. And so I had attempted to make it a little more manageable by putting that stuff in the appendix. So the idea is that this would be on the within the first page or so and help really highlight what some of our issues and concerns are. What do we use for the development of parks, our capital budget, and then what kinds of things are funded there? What are our funding sources, and what are some of our concerns about the funding sources?
I don't think I realized what this was for when I was reading through the agenda. So this is the thing that you say in the beginning that we're going to use to guide the discussion.
Yeah. So if I can, I'll pull up. So here is the content that you have. I plugged it into this chapter. Like this is another, the most current version. Has a few minor edits to what you all have, but it would fit right in here. So based on Steve's feedback last week and that it was putting him to sleep at night, we moved the key factors to the beginning so that if somebody wanted to look at it and understand what are some of our key concerns, they could do that pretty simply by looking at this. And then he also suggested that we develop a study guide of sorts. So if we're missing the mark on this, please let me know. If they can get it done and if they can get what they need in the first two pages, fine. But we do have one of the most complicated budgets within the city when you look at both our capital and our operating budget. We certainly want to communicate it in a way that makes sense to people. And I thought that's what we were doing, but it sounds like we maybe have missed the mark.
Well, I don't think so. There's no way to find this out unless what we're doing here is the only place that you can find this information. Unless you are willing to do basic research.
No, this is pulling together multiple budgets, multiple websites, statutes, ordinances, stuff like that. So it's fairly comprehensive. We can take a few things out, but
it's going to be big and long and complex no matter what we do it if we try to tell about where our money comes from. One question that we might ask is, what is essential to know to understand the strategies? What do we need to know out of this chapter to support the recommendations?
Do we call those things out in boxes within each chapter? Because I think the recommendations, especially within the effective government, cover the resource concerns that we have, or they start to get at addressing those concerns.
I don't want to lose any of the information that's in, personally.
I think the information is fantastic, Lisa. I mean, I'm super, I read it not just once, but twice. I'm probably going to go through it another 3-4 times. So, like, it is dense. But I think it's so important, and Parks budget is super complex. So there's no way to make it be, you know, a TikTok video. Like, it's not conducive to that. This is hard reading, and hard reading because the matter's complicated.
Is there a way to make this table or something like this table help the chapter be more digestible?
I think there are ways to make the chapter more digestible. I think that there's maybe some signposting, some really strong first sentences of each section, replacing the conversation of that section into the larger context of it. I think perhaps it might be useful to have, you know, one of those ring charts about where the funding comes from that allows us to quickly grasp the amount of like public funding versus non-public funding. So when we read the sections about the non-public funding or other resources, it's really understood that we're talking about moving, like it would be a huge success if we could move non-public other funding from 2% to 7% to kind of get us with where other cities are. But like we are still talking about less than 10% of the total funds.
Pie chart might work here because that would allow you to see how big the slice of government is. You know, Woody Allen said that he took the Evelyn Woods speed reading course and he read War and Peace in a day and a half. It took place in Russia.
So, Chandra, you mentioned understanding where we are with regards to, without us spending weeks analyzing where comparative cities are, our best bet at understanding how our investments compare to other cities is the park score. The National Park or the Trust for Public Land every year compiles that information, and as does NRPA. So we have those statistics to point to. Maybe they're too buried in here because they're towards the end in the conclusion. But I'm not sure what you'd be looking for us to do there. And also, just understanding where we are with the rest of the city's budget and overall system, I guess we could take a look at that, but how much do you want us to focus on that?
Not very much. I think it's placing us in context with some national metric just so we know. But it's not a lot. I am not, less two sentences, I think. One graphic. I think it is important when we like for property taxes, when we talk about property taxes, are high property taxes or low property taxes, you kind of got to know what other people are paying for to understand whether it's high or low versus like what it feels like to your national to your budget. And I think that we do a disservice when we don't do a little bit of contextualizing, but just a little bit.
Could it be an introduction that talks about where we are in just a, I mean, like you're right, sort of burying the number of $112 a person when it should be 250. Some of those things you got to go a long way. I think you could put some of that stuff just sort of as where this is going. You know, here's where we are, here's where we compare to, and here's why it's important, and go into this stuff.
Yeah, that does provide a contextual place to read the chapter.
I mean, because if you really want to know what are we getting out of this, you want to know that we need to wrap our heads around and continue our funding to maintain our wonderful parks, and we need to get people to be involved and either volunteer or donate or pay more taxes or vote for the levy or the alder needs to support for a reason and lobby, you know, and push when he gets things from his people, he needs to have that support. That's, I think, what the overall arching purpose of this is, in some sense, is to, it's for our policymakers to have that one place to go. Now, I'd expect our policymakers to go through, like you did, Chandra, as a Board of Parks person, three and four times through this. Rock on.
For the signposting that Chandra's talking about, probably even visually would do so. Would you know you're reading this because of this reason, and you're this is why we're talking about this here. There might be able to do some visual graphics along in the marginality, in the margins. That gives up, you know, catches people in the middle when they're just starting to drift away and says, hey, this is why we're talking about this.
I actually think that it provides the context of when we say preserve funding, the larger context is we are preserving funding and we are falling behind other cities who are like they're above us in the amounts that they invest and the number of acreages that they have. Like we just can't coast, but we're being very conservative by just simply saying hold the line.
But we got a better police department than Minneapolis.
You know,
Oh,
but
what do you
you know,
want?
we really should have
Police and
3.6
parks.
million dollars more. Like, Lisa, you should have $3.6 million more.
Yes, we should, but we're once again for the third year in a row operating on a 99% budget.
I know. And so next time when they say that, you should say, yes, but you are underfunding us by $3.6 million.
But the city and even the levy is not going to swoop in and save us. So just having those other conversations, it would be great if they would. Like, we need our policymakers to advocate for that. We
It's
also
another
need to be
great piece.
realistic and understand other alternative funding sources and try to seek those out.
Yeah, but
Oh,
that's all
yeah,
good.
let me parcel this just a little bit. Do you both agree that this information needs to be in the plan that's in this chapter?
I feel there is some stuff that could come out of it. I think we went in too deep in park impact fees and examples. You either got to figure out how that. I tried to read it and the graph didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I thought it was a little bit more getting into the nitty-gritty. It's a large part of our financing, but I think you could very easily wrap it up in a paragraph or two of when a developer builds, we get this, this gets applied. Actually showing the equation and the thing was I was interested in. But I had trouble figuring it out. So there was a couple of things like that. There were a few graphs that I think need to be changed. Colors are too close. There are also some items where things like private donations into the parks don't even show up on the graph because it's smaller than a pixel compared to the rest of the other things. I don't know how you showcase that.
Well,
Those are some general comments of things
I'd
that I
like to re remove from Lisa's shoulders, seeing into our mind here. So I think what we can do for her is if we've got things we think that are not necessary, let's highlight those track changes or something like that, or a comment section, and get that to her by the end of next week. And if you think there's things that can come out, or the signposts where you would like to see them, or where you think they might go. You could just make some observation about that. If we can get Lisa that stuff, then she doesn't have to guess where we're at. She'll know where we're at.
Lisa, can you give us a version of this that's not a PDF so that we can do a
Sure. Yep.
comment section?
Yep. I'm happy to do that. And thank you,
Okay.
Steve. I really appreciate that. I'd rather not read minds if you all have very clear
No.
thoughts on what needs to happen here.
No. If we've got specific comments, let's get them to her by the end of next week. Does that work for people's schedule?
Lisa, I can send you my highlighted version of the PDF, which will show you things that I have concerns on. And
Okay.
maybe you'll figure it out. Like when you see Parks Foundation celebrated its 130th anniversary,
Okay.
that's not accurate. But
All right.
John, are you okay with the deadline of next week?
Yeah, and I'm perfectly happy. I love writing signposting sentences, Lisa, so I'm happy to throw
Okay.
out a few and then you can go from there.
Awesome, because I've never written them, so I would love to see what you're looking at there.
We like a Burma shave type approach here,
$175,000 linear feet of sidewalk and bike paths. I'd prefer miles.
Okay,
Oh, okay.
Lisa, what else would you like to look? Would you like to go after today?
Well, that was all we really had scheduled for today. We do owe you all full content, which we're still working on, as well as an updated table of contents. My goal is to have that to you by our April meeting, and I know we won't be able to get through all of that by our April meeting, but we are holding off on having MSA do any public putting things into the final format until we have our content squared away. So
There was
there
some
are
reference to that. Wasn't there some reference to an MSA, some presentation today that was in the notes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have misspoke if I had that in the notes, but no, Emily's not planning to present today. We are in the process of maybe what you saw was we're in the process of extending our contract with MSA. We had set our original deadline, I think it was April 30th, but we're looking to extend that through at least June because of where we are with having to have reshuffled and we're reworking a lot of the stuff that you all saw before. So, yeah, it's still very much a work in progress.
I think this is a, it's going to be an outstanding document when it all gets put together. It has a lot of information. It has clear path of direction. It's a call to action. I think it's going to achieve our objectives. Okay. Well, I hate to end early.
Can I ask a question then?
Yeah.
Why historically has TIF funding been not used in parks, and how did it change?
I think it got changed when the funding gap became more clear with the tax. I don't know why parks never really participated in it. I know the city, from my understanding, has opened up more TID districts than they had in the past. So there's been more opened up in the last couple of years, and planning staff that oversee those TID districts are reaching out to us more earlier in the phases so we can be part of the planning. And we can get TID projects called out in the plans, because there's a very specific process for having that happen. And the plan needs to be amended if there's any changes to the park or the dollar amount or the year that the project's completed. So I didn't even go into that level of detail in the budget, but we really only participated in TID programs when we had forestry with us for some reason. I don't know if something has changed in how we administer the TID program or not.
My comment is that's what I was reading in your thing, and why don't we? And it seems like a funding, potential funding stream. And I just think we need to make sure that if we've done it once or twice and we've educated people and more TIDs are opening up, that Parks is on the first of the list. And usually the alders are giddy when they get the opportunity for free money come into my district. And if they don't spend it in Parks, which is, but it always takes a while to get too. But I think we really need to push that we are working to use that, because that seems like a stream that hasn't been used effectively or by parks, but could, I think could be, because those things are popping up all over everywhere. And it directly relates to the increase of density that you're talking about in those districts to support those things closer to home. I feel like that's something that is really important moving forward.
And we went from having just one TID district in our capital budget for 24 to having, I think in our 26, we'll have five or six different TIFs, TID funding sources. So we're definitely increasing that source as we're allowed to.
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't know if there's nothing more to discuss, then we should probably call it quits, because we have plenty of meetings. We run over the limit, so maybe if we let go early on a beautiful day like today, when
Well,
you want to be outside.
I just want to note here that I misread after being in the Grand Canyon for a month that we were meeting virtually. As you can see, I'm in the conference room all by myself.
Well, you can. That's great. At least we have representation over in the parks building
Yeah,
now.
we
So yeah,
do. Here's the beautiful Parks view.
we should have a hat on this. We should have special hats for the Long Range Planning Subcommittee.
But I will make a motion to adjourn.
Right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we can say au revoir. Merci.
All right.
Thank you.